This weekend, the revolution begins.
When?
Mayhem from Rise of the Planet of the Apes, the prequel to the sci-fi films from the 1970s that starred Charlton Heston. This time around, James Franco plays a scientist who develops a drug to cure Alzheimer's in humans, but testing on chimps, including one named Caesar, has unintended consequences.
Caesar continues to show cognitive skills that far exceed that of a human counterpart. The drug in his system has radically boosted healthy brain functioning.
The drug works.
These tests need to be contained.
47-year-old British actor Andy Serkis plays the hyper-intelligent chimp Caesar, who ends up leading the revolution against humans. Unlike the original films, there are no rubber monkey suits here. 450 visual effects artists at Weta Digital in New Zealand used performance capture technology to transform Andy's movements and expressions into a digital chimp. Film critic Roger Ebert says that combination of technology and acting made Caesar the best performance in the movie. Andy Serkis is no stranger to performance capture, having embodied Gollum in Lord of the Rings and King Kong in director Peter Jackson's 2005 remake.
I never think of performance capture as any different to shooting a performance with a 35mm camera. It's about getting inside the soul mindset of whatever character you're playing, whether it's human or whether it's a creature or whether it's an ape or a primate or whatever. Performance capture allows you to do that in the same way that being filmed does. It's about believing that you are that thing or that person or that animal and totally inhabiting it in the same way that you would any screen character that you play.
And Andy Serkis said to get inside the mindset of Caesar, he studied a documentary of a chimp named Oliver who walked upright and had a human-like face. Well, you can get an idea of how Andy approached the role when you listen to him talk about preparing for King Kong. And we'd like to do that again today. Here's what he told us when that film first came out.
I spent 2 or 3 months at London Zoo working with 4 gorillas there, and then because I wanted to look at gorillas in captivity and in the wild. And then I was very, very lucky, and I got hooked up by the Rwandan Tourism Authority with the Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund International and studied a group of 23 wild gorillas in the Virunga volcanoes.
What did you see in gorillas and learn about gorillas that you wanted to bring out in the big ape?
There's two things going on, really. There's sort of generic gorilla behavior. You look at how they move, how they eat, how they nest, how they sleep, how they relate, interrelate, and so on. You begin to realize, as you're uncovering all that generic stuff, that, of course, saying I'm going to study gorillas is like saying I'm going to study human beings. They're totally individual. They're all absolutely different from one another, have their own personalities, have their own characters. And that's where Peter is such an incredibly powerful director, because he understands how to use special effects in a movie, not to show off special effects, but to tell story and to emotionally connect with an audience. We worked very, very hard at creating the relationship. Basically, working with the incredible Naomi Watts on set, I acted every single scene out with her. I went onto set wearing a gorilla muscle suit and gorilla dentures, and we used a sound system. Basically, it processed my voice and dropped it 3 octaves.
We heard they called it the Kongalizer.
That's it. It's called a Kongalizer, and it's pumped out through these huge speakers, so you always had Kong's presence on set. So when I was roaring or performing the gorilla vocalizations that I'd learned while I was in Rwanda, they came out. You know, his breath, everything about Kong's presence on set was there. And I was lifted up on cranes and scissor lifts to give me extra height. But in actual fact, remarkably, it was very much just like playing a real love of relationship conventionally, two actors looking into each other's eyes and playing those real moments. Once we'd done that, the second part would be playing in the motion capture stage on my own when principal photography ended.
Right, you have to sort of make a movie after a movie when you do a character like this. The
Absolutely.
Motion capture, that's to try to get your motions and so they can be animated?
Kong is a combination of animation and motion capture, but motion capture is actually filming digitally using a suit with dots all over it. You're surrounded by 25 or 52 cameras, rather, in the studio, and then these movements are picked up and put into the computer, and in real time, I can see Kong moving on screen. So if I was to lift my arm forward and walk on my knuckles, then I see Kong doing exactly the same thing. And the same with the face. This time around, which was different to Gollum, we used facial motion capture, which is a very sophisticated way of manipulating this CG puppet of Kong's face. So I wore 132 markers on my face, and they are all assigned to the muscles on my face, and they go on your eyelids, so it tracks your eye movement. So if I look up, then Kong looks up. If I look down, Kong looks down. And if I scrunch my nose up, then his does. I mean, it's like wearing a digital mask. And then what I did was got into character and played the scenes again, then playing off Naomi's close-ups that we'd created when we'd been working on set together. So everything was specifically linked and truthful.
Wow, a lot of work. But you also know, I'm sure, that there are a lot of people who don't recognize that. You know, that's not acting because we can't see you. And I'm wondering, you also have a role in King Kong in your own face, Lumpy the Cook.
That's right.
And is this part of a campaign to get you nominated for the Oscar that many think you deserve? It's said that Peter Jackson's company tried to get you nominated as a Gollum in The Two Towers, but Oscar officials said you didn't really appear in the film.
The whole thing about CG, you know, acting a CG role like Gollum or Kong is the process of acting. There's absolutely no difference. I mean, from my point of view as an actor, whether it's Lumpy, whether it's any other character I've ever played in any other film, or a CG role like Gollum or Kong, with a character like Lumpy, for instance, I get my costume and my makeup and other people's artistry to create the look of the character beforehand. And when I play a digital character like Kong, the artistry and the look of the character is applied afterwards.
Yeah, I'm wondering, Andy Serkis, is that, you know, not being recognized as much, even though you've had these two huge roles, is that a relief, or do you sometimes wish for a little more of the limelight that others wish for you?
It really doesn't bother me in the slightest. The buzz that I get from acting and the thrill I've had from playing these two incredible characters over the last 5 years, it's been the most artistically challenging screen roles of my life. And I, for a start, I never thought I'd, you know, get to play a romantic lead, and here I am playing my first romantic lead as a CG gorilla. Well, okay, that's a little different, but the only thing that I would like to happen, I suppose, is people have a really thorough understanding of this kind of acting, because it's not going to go away. There's going to be more of it, and it'll become industry standard. And so I think it's just a matter of education, and as long as people understand what's going on, it doesn't bother me. I love anonymity, and I love, as an actor, it's your greatest tool, in a sense.
Actor Andy Serkis, he appears in Peter Jackson's remake of King Kong as Kong. You also play Gollum, the one-time hobbit. I'm just wondering, does Gollum happen to be in the house nearby?
Kong's chased him away, actually, quite severely, because, you know, he wants his share of the pie now. But I'm sure, in fact, actually, I can just find him for a sec.
No, I'm not talking to anybody.
Yes, please, dear, please, say something. You need to be remembered.
No, I don't want to be remembered. I hate it.
He's gone. Sorry, he's gone.